10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning, Thursday morning here at the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Bill Small, and we're all going to get a little bit smarter about diabetes and nutrition because joining us in the studio now, we've got Janice Reese from the Wilson Medical Center, and we've got Sarah Patterson. She can tell us about the diabetes and nutrition counseling. And since you ladies are from the Wilson Medical Center, I will ask you both the Wilson Medical Center question of the day. Which would you rather do? Go camping, boating, shopping, or dancing? Janice?
Well, shopping is mine.
Okay. And Sarah?
I'm going to have to say dancing.
Okay. I would have guessed that.
Yeah.
You look you're just so stylish and everything, Janice, and over there with the diabetes and nutrition counseling, the dancing is an exercise, it's the aerobics and everything. So I would have gone with that.
Yeah, maybe shopping if I had the money.
Well, maybe you can enter a dance contest and win lots of money and then go shopping. You see, there's no off to the genius switch over here. Janice, why don't you tell us a little bit about Sarah and how she comes to be working with Wilson Medical Center?
Well, we have a wound care center that actually the diabetes and nutrition counseling really kind of helps enhance the patients that we see in our wound care center. And we saw a great need, and so we're looking for trying to develop this program and service for our patients. And Sarah is Patterson is our registered dietitian that we found, and we are thrilled that she's here to help with the counseling. And it's not just diabetes, though. There is nutrition counseling that some people just need to help, and I know that Sarah can talk a lot more about those kind of things. And so
sure.
I'm glad she's here today to share a little bit more about the service that she has, and you know, if people are needing to reach out to her, then they...
Well, I'm glad you're both here.
Thank you.
Sarah, tell us, where are you from originally?
So my family's from Kansas, all over. I moved around a lot, so I really couldn't say I have a from, but I'm living in Chanute. I've lived there for about 12 years or so. So that's my longest run in any one place.
Well, there you go. Hope you found your home.
I hope so, too.
So you got a dietetics degree from K-State.
I do, yes. I got that after a first degree from KU, and then I went on to K-State, did an internship, eventually got my certification in diabetes education.
Okay, what sort of patient do you deal with the most?
So definitely the diabetic patient is going to be the one that I deal with the most. I think that's probably the most prevalent issue here in this area. You know, making sure that people understand how to control their blood sugars with diet. That's going to be definitely the biggest one.
Right. I do, in my day-to-day, and I include myself in this number, see a lot of well-rounded people in the community. Wasn't that nice the way I put that?
That is very nice. Yes, I'll have to use that.
Well-rounded people in the community.
I thought you were talking about education.
Yeah. Janice would think that. No, you look at me, you look at Brian, you see that we're not fat, we're fluffy. In my case, I'm under tall. But what do you see, Sarah, as the biggest need in the community when it comes to nutrition education?
Well, I think that the biggest need is getting the correct information out there.
There's so much misinformation.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yes. So you can jump on the internet and you can find all sorts of, you know, things to give you little tips on diets or how to lose, you know, 50 pounds in 24 hours.
And there's all these commercials on TV that want me to eat these cheeseburgers they keep showing me.
Right, yes. You get the diet pill, you know, the first commercial, and then the next commercial is, you know, the Wendy's double cheeseburger.
And I have no willpower whatsoever, you know.
Right.
So, I have to do what the television says.
Yes. So, I mean, that it definitely is going to be difficult to not only get somebody to get that correct information, but also use it. That's a big one.
And bad information can do a lot of harm, can't it?
Oh, it can do horrible harm because there's, you know, things out there that can, you know, hurt your body. It's not going to help. You may lose weight, you know, in the short run, but, you know, let's say in 5-10 years, you're going to be dealing with different health consequences. So,
well, let's talk about, like, some of the things that people think are going to help them, like skipping meals. I've seen a commercial recently for these like little, it's not even really a nutritional supplement. It's like this little capsule you take, and I guess it swells in your stomach and
right?
makes you feel full. What's the deal with those?
So I am not entirely certain which swelling pills you mean, but I can
I
see
can't
how
think of the brand name. It's a fiber thing.
Sure, anything to make you feel full so
exactly.
you don't eat that food. Yeah, I mean there's a lot of things. They're money making schemes, honestly.
Right.
There are going to be things that are going to be out there to again give you that quick fix, because you know it's hard work losing weight. It's really hard.
Yeah, if it was so easy, we'd all do it,
right?
We'd all have swimsuit bodies,
right?
Yeah.
Nobody would be fluffy.
Yeah.
Well,
I'd be walking around in a Speedo right now. Okay, are there any commercial diet programs that you do support?
So anything that's going to help as far as behavior change, that's mm-hmm. going to be the direction that I would, you know, kind of make somebody, or not make somebody, but help somebody make that decision. So things like Weight Watchers, that's going to be one of them. You know, anything that not only focuses on the food, but also how you look at food or what your pattern of eating is going to be.
I see a lot of commercials for apps like Noom. Are you familiar with that?
I am. Yeah. I think Noom probably is a good one. I have not tried it myself, mm-hmm. but again, you've got more of those, habits changing, more thinking about what you're eating as opposed to, you know, popping the pill and hoping things happen.
Wake up in the morning, 160 pounds.
Yes.
Yeah, for a guy anyway. All right. So it's not easy to lose weight. I mean, like we said, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. We've got restaurants, and it's hard to get a good healthy meal at a restaurant. It's you know, the fast food commercials out there, the birthdays, the holidays, the weddings, the funerals.
Right.
Oh, I have had the best meals of my life at funerals. I read the obits every morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so if I'm not in them, I come to work. So why do you think it is so hard, other than the mental aspect of it? Why do you see it as such a challenge?
Well, yeah, food is a part of our mm-hmm. daily at life. I mean, besides the normal, you know, eating our three meals a day.
You go to your grandma's, eat, honey, eat.
Right.
You look so thin, so pale, eat.
Right. It's a celebration. It's a way to comfort. It's, you know, you use it when you're happy, when you're sad, when you're, you know, mm-hmm. all sorts of things.
Food we all know the story. We all know the story of the person who sits down with a gallon of ice cream. They're having a bad day.
Right,
they just sit down in front of the TV.
Break up with your boyfriend.
Exactly.
And eat a pint of Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, you don't teach how to cook or anything like that, do you?
Well, unfortunately, no. But one of the things that I can help with is, you know, maybe taking some of those favorite recipes, modifying them a little bit, making them healthier. I mean, I'm not a terribly great cook myself, mm-hmm. but you know, what do they say?
Those who can't teach, right?
Yes, there you go.
And she does a really good job at it. Mm-hmm. I have visited with her and talked to her a little bit, and Sarah's great about even talking about like portion controls for mm-hmm. you. You know, you might not think about different, like, dividing your plate and some of those kind of things. And I know that she shared a little bit about, you know, more vegetables and
right
less.
Yeah, I mean there's certainly things that are going to be key to mm-hmm. having a healthy diet. So
well, hopefully some of the well-rounded people listening this morning will take this to heart, and they'll want to make an appointment with you, Sarah Patterson. How do they get in touch with you at the Wilson Medical Center?
So they're going to need a referral from their provider, mm-hmm. first off. And then once a referral happens, then the central scheduling from the hospital will give them a call and set something up. I'm at Wilson Tuesdays and Thursdays, so those are my appointment dates.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to, you know, speak with anybody who has a need or a desire to change their diet, and especially, you know, improve their health. You know, that diabetes is, again, that's so important.
It's a killer.
Important.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is. And since, you know, that misinformation is out there, you know, hopefully I can bring them back on track and get it under control in a healthy way.
Okay, Janice, anything you want to add before we wrap this up?
Well, I want to thank Sarah for coming in today. And Bill, thanks for letting us come and visit with you.
Well, you both felt very bad about my broken ankle. So that,
I did.
I could feel the empathy just rolling off of you in waves. So
right?
I thrive on that. Sympathy, pity, empathy. I love them all.
Well, we do hope that you are healing quickly. And, mm-hmm. and I'm sorry for your misfortune. And but
it's gravity. It was me against gravity, and gravity won.
Well, I'm sorry that gravity won, but anyway, I do hope they get better. And, you know, if anybody is needing to visit with Sarah, feel free to always reach out to the hospital. If you're needing a provider, we do have three rural health clinics that are welcome to, they would be glad to see you and visit with you. And maybe they know that there's something there that you're needing to visit with Sarah about in regards to nutrition or diabetes and your eating habits and different things like that, then feel free to give any of our clinics a call. Cherryville, you can reach them at 620-336-2131. And in Independence, it's 331-2400. And Neodesha is 325-2622. And any of our providers will be glad to visit with you in regards to anything health-wise that you might need.
All right. Janice Reese, Sarah Patterson, Wilson Medical Center, thank you so much for joining us. And
thank you,
I
Bill.
Feel we're all a little smarter. And isn't intelligence, isn't knowledge like the food of the brain?
That's right. Yes.
We've all been well-fed here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.